Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Eric, and welcome to this week's episode of Minority Give Back. As we recap a couple of things, we've already talked about goal setting and what does it mean to set those goals and actually make smart, measurable goals, you know, smart goals, things that you can actually achieve. Maybe not the big one, but that just a small goal, something that gives you momentum to go into that next goal and the next phase of it. And then also knowledge and perspective, the fact that your knowledge, the knowledge you have gives you the perspective of the situation or whatever it is that you're looking at. So as you sometimes expand that knowledge, get more knowledge, you can look at it from a different perspective, and then that helps you make a different decision sometimes. But then also, besides that, is actually prioritizing you. This year is a year to do it. We have to prioritize ourselves to actually get out of debt. It's the same thing, like if you think about on an airplane, you're on an airplane, they say, put your oxygen mask on first before you try to help someone else. The same thing with budgeting. Learn and understand finances so you can get yourself in the situation that then helps someone else. You can try to do it any other way you want to, and it may work for some people, but I guarantee you for the large majority of us, we need to get ourselves in a position before we can try to help someone else. So with that being said, we're going to run into this actual program for this week. Really excited about this topic, and I'm going to let someone else actually at least mention or give you the title of the topic, because I think they do a way better job of it. I think it was just a cute way to actually introduce it. So that being said, let's get it going.
Tell me who you're loyal to. Is it money? Is it fame? Is it weed? Is it drink? Is it coming down with the loud pipes in the rain? Big chilling only for the power in your name. Tell me who you're loyal to. Is it love for the streets when the lights get dark? Is it unconditional when the robbery don't stop? Tell me when your loyalty is coming from the heart.
Tell me who you're loyal to. Do it start with your woman or your man? Do it end with your family and friends? Or your loyalty is self-defense? I said, tell me who you're loyal to. Is it anybody that you would lie for? Anybody you would slide for? Anybody you would die for?
That's what God for.
I said I'm geek and I'm fired up. All I want tonight is just keep high.
All I want is loyalty.
10-4, no switching sides. Feel something wrong. You acting shifty, you don't vibe with me no more. I need
loyalty.
All right, so it's an interesting song, but I wanted to actually play that because it's quite interesting to think about loyalty, right? So loyalty programs, and what does that mean, or how does that even fit into your budget? Loyalty programs, in a way, is quite interesting. A lot of people don't know about loyalty programs, or they've heard of them, and either you're involved in one, you're subscribed to one, or you're not. But many people don't know how to actually leverage these programs, and I can be one. I can say that for myself. I've participated in some in the past, and really up until probably last year, maybe 2 years ago, actually probably 2.5-3 years ago, I started focusing on what types of programs or things I was going to involve myself in or get subscribed to, per se, and how do they benefit me. And then I have this kind of really weird notion of just doing something and then not necessarily doing the other piece of it, which is weird. So I'll give you an example. So for one hand, I frequent Chick-fil-A. And last year, I frequent Chick-fil-A fairly often. I mean, I used to work at Chick-fil-A, affiliated with it. I helped a couple of friends start up or open up their Chick-fil-A's back in Charlotte, North Carolina. So yeah, when it comes to like different restaurants, whatever, there is a loyalty to a brand for sure. Then also there's just a limit of the types of restaurants here in the Washington kind of Seattle area that are similar to what I'm used to or I grew up around back on the East Coast. So Chick-fil-A is one of those things. It's consistent. It's cool. And also the food is good and the quality is great. So I would consider myself loyal. They came out with the Chick-fil-A app. So I downloaded that and then I was like, hey, if I'm going to come here, if I'm going to spend my money, I might as well, you know, get benefits from it, or at least see the benefits. And then you also get rewards and things. One, I think it's for the amount of money you spend, you get rewards. But the other piece of it is that you also end up getting points, or you get different coupons and stuff to come in the mail, or come to your app rather. And It's quite interesting. So what I ended up doing is I went the entire year and I just racked up points, because I was just going and I wasn't using the points. And then close to the end of the year, I realized, I was like, wow, I have a lot of points, like literally a lot of points, like over $4,000 worth of, or not $4,000, 4,000 points, which is quite a lot considering that I spent a good bit of money there at Chick-fil-A. And so I started actually, like, I'm not going to pay for Chick-fil-A anymore. I got all these points. I'm just going to redeem them. So I was able to at least on three or four different occasions, literally go to Chick-fil-A, get an entire meal redeemed for points. And I still have so many points and I get points on those points. And I'm not spending money anymore because I spent the money. I got the points. So I'm using the points, but I'm getting the food and I'm getting points on that as well. And it's like, it's quite an interesting kind of conundrum of different events that are happening now. It's kind of repetitive. It's like, it's really cool. And I say that because I didn't think about it. And so that's on like me. My end is I end up doing something. Another example is I have flights with Delta. So I prefer flying with Delta over United and over Alaska and over American. And I definitely do not fly the other airlines. Nothing really against them. I don't prefer them at all. So Frontier, Spirit, JetBlue, any of the other kind of like lower end airlines. And a lot of people say, oh, it's not lower end, you just get what you pay for. Yeah, you absolutely do get what you pay for. And I'm willing to pay for a little bit more comfort, a little less headache when it comes to, I want to pay one price and I want to get everything else for that price. I don't want to have to like figure out that I'm going to get paid more and pay this and pay that for bag and I got to get my seat or can't, like, no, I just want to fly. And so I fly with Delta. And I have miles. And so last year I flew over 80,000 miles in that year alone. And so that was actually quite interesting. Mm-hmm. But I racked up over 220,000 miles. One was from credit card that I got the Delta credit card to get more points for all my transactions, plus the miles that I was flying, plus rollover miles, plus just the bonuses and other things. And it was so I'm a part of these loyalty programs. And they can benefit you because I was able to buy two flights that I needed to purchase or actually fly on. One was an emergency one, flying back home for family. Another one was just I wanted to travel and I wanted to just fly, and I didn't really want to spend money. But I had the points or I had the miles, and so I was able to exchange miles for a flight. And what ended up happening, and it's quite easy, is I spend money once, I get rewarded by getting miles, or I get points for spending money, and I can exchange those points for miles, etc. And so the next time that I need to spend money, I don't have to. I'm spending the equivalent of money referenced from what I've already spent. So my dollar now has a lifetime threshold of like 3. So if you think about the other episode that I talked about dealing with, you know, you want your dollar. Think of your dollar as a parent. You wanted to have a child, and that child should not be a penny. The child should be another dollar, and then you should get that child to have another child as another dollar, so that all three of them are working for you, and they're all paying you, and they're all benefiting you. And this is one way that can happen. And so it's just really interesting to think about loyalty programs. So I say that about myself because I've utilized loyalty programs, and I'm now sitting at a place where I have the ability with the miles, with the different things that I've set up for myself, I have the ability to do certain things that I would not normally be able to do unless I was spending a lot of money. But I don't have to spend that much money because I now am involved in these loyalty programs that do work. However, there's a way to abuse these programs and then not get the benefit of them as well. So with all that being said, let's run through really quickly, what are loyalty programs? And so really basic, a customer loyalty program is a program or a rewards program. It's basically a marketing strategy that will reward you as a customer for being loyal to a particular brand. That's pretty much it. It's a marketing strategy. There's a couple of things about it that is interesting to know, or that is just you should be educated on. That is, these programs are built around a single premise: collecting information on your buying habits. That's pretty much it. That's the benefit the company gets, the brand gets, for you doing the same thing over and over and over again with them. They learn. Now,
if we take that for the context of what it is, you're already doing it. They're learning so that they can help you do it better or smarter or save something so that you can continue doing what you're doing, which is shopping with them. So think about a grocery store, which is a funny, interesting thing. But you think about a grocery store, you think about a shoe brand, or you think about a clothing store, you think about a car dealership, or you think about any of those things. They obviously want to retain customers, so they will incentivize you with coupons or whatever, gift certificates or whatever it may be, so that you can become a repeat customer. The longer they keep you as a customer, the more money they are expecting to get, and the more they can kind of bank on a guarantee that you'll do certain things based on buying habits. So the program is a marketing strategy. Secondly, by rewarding your engagement of repeated purchasing or interaction, etc., they are ensuring that they can continually grow their business. That just makes sense, right? If you think about it, this is all around money, and we're talking about financial literacy. If you don't understand why people are doing what they're doing or why these programs are in place, you won't then understand how to interact with them so that it benefits you as well as interact with the programs or the things that you're doing. So they're doing this so they can grow, they continue to grow, and they can learn about it, like the different types of customers, and grow from that. So they will incentivize that. That is the premise of it. The more loyal you are, yes, the more discounts and rewards you get. But if you really think about it, that just means that's one less customer they have to go fight for because they know you're loyal. And that's a good thing. It's nothing wrong with being loyal to a brand, and loyalty programs are really great. It's something to consider. So here's an example of some different types of loyalty programs that are out there. There are paid programs where you literally have to pay to be part of the program. Amex or American Express they have a loyalty program that is similar, but you have to pay for it. North Face is a good example. You have to pay to be part of their loyalty program, and you get rewards and things as a result. Another one could be like Barnes & Noble, which is interesting considering that their model is actually kind of going into a different direction with digital. You have a charity program where the whole structure of the program is built around kind of this idea of charity, and an example of that would be called The Body Shop. If you know or are familiar with that brand, you can look into that and see what is their loyalty program and how does that actually work and operate. And you'll see a difference between being a paid program where you pay into something and a body shop where it's a completely different setup and format. You have a tier program. Then you have like a partner program like Nike. And that program is where you're like a partner where you're buying into it. You get rewards as a result of that. You have other stores like Foot Locker and Champs and things. They have rewards programs also that reward you for buying with them. And the thing about that to consider, let's pause there for a second. When you think about these brands, let's take Champs, Foot Locker, just do the Foot Locker brand. You have a loyalty program for Foot Locker, and I wondered this when I was actually doing some research for this topic. There's a loyalty program, but how often, I mean, you have sneakerheads out there, and I get it, and I don't knock anybody for doing it, but literally, how often do you go out and buy shoes? That's just a really interesting thing. I only buy shoes when I absolutely, absolutely need them, because I absolutely need them, and otherwise, I mean, they're collecting dust most of the time in my closet unless I'm wearing them, so I try not to overbuy. And therefore, like, being in a loyalty program, while it's great, I actually wouldn't benefit from it because I'm going to do my research, I'm going to find a pair of shoes, and I'm probably going to buy them, once every other year, maybe? Or it depends on if I'm, I have running shoes or something that I run, I tear up because I'm utilizing them, or basketball shoes, etc. But generally speaking, I'm not buying shoes enough. I'm definitely not shopping enough, but that's, again, me, to have a loyalty program to a shoe store or a clothing store. And if you do, nothing wrong with it. I was actually talking to a friend today about just budgeting and stuff, and they felt guilty for the fact that they, you know, ate lunch 3-4 times a week, and it costs about, you know, $12 to $15 each day, and it's like they felt guilty about it. And I said, no, you can't feel guilty for spending the money. You should feel guilty for not planning the money that you spend. That's something to consider. Don't feel guilty for spending money, but definitely if you have not planned it, there's something wrong with that, because then you aren't planning to succeed in how you spend your money. You don't know where your money's going, and therefore, that could be bad. Same thing with shopping or having a loyalty program such as shoes. Don't feel bad if you're part of Nordstrom, or if you're a part of even Sephora, their program is a community program. You have like a subscription program like Beanbox, or Amazon has a subscription program. You get these different loyalty programs, etc. So don't feel guilty for that, but plan around it. Plan with it in mind. And in doing so, you will reap the benefits of, one, understanding what you're doing, knowing the rules and regulations around it, and then also how it will benefit you. If you don't know the program that you're in and how the rewards actually work, one, you won't maximize the rewards. Two, you won't utilize the rewards. And three, you're not helping yourself, let alone the program, which is you're enrolled or you're subscribing to or you're involved in. So keep that in mind. The other big thing about it is, when it comes to loyalty programs, just in short, and wrapping this up, like I said, everything that you do with your money, you should know where it's going. And loyalty programs can be a great asset, a great benefit, a great multiplier of what your spending habits are. For me, when I spend money, I try to spend money in ways that I know will benefit me outside of just money being spent. Because it's, once you spend it, it's gone. Like, it's, you can pay for something, but the dollar is no longer able to work for you because you exchanged it for some good or service that is worth that dollar. And so when thinking about it from that perspective and thinking about financial literacy and budgeting, it's like, okay, I plan to spend this amount of money. I'm going to put it in here. And I, as a result, I need to go buy groceries, as an example, or I need to go pay gas, or I need to do, you know, whatever. For example, another one is I need to fly. So I'm going to be loyal to Delta because I need to fly, but I'm going to be loyal to Delta and fly on Delta because I'm also getting the miles, which means that I can actually get more flights for free as a result of this transaction that I'm doing. And so it's a purpose. Like, it wouldn't do me any good to just fly Delta and then not reap the benefits of it. I'm going to talk about this in a future session around investing. And you should invest in the companies you do business with. Not all of them. Definitely do your homework and definitely research them. But if there's an option to buy stocks from the companies that you're doing business with, then definitely do it. So I'll touch on that in another one. But it's a similar thing with loyalty programs. If I'm already going to spend the money and fly, if I'm already going to go to the grocery store and buy groceries from a particular grocery store, I should probably get, and this is a good example, get the grocery store card. Granted, I'm getting pennies back, but that's pennies saved. That's pennies that I would normally not get, and that's the incentive for me to continue going to that store to buy, plus coupons and other stuff. But I'm saving some money by being loyal to that grocery store. I have to go buy groceries either way. So if I can save 10 cents here, 3 cents there, 5 cents here, etc., it does add up. And typically when I go shopping at a grocery store, I'm saving generally around 50 to 80 bucks. I shop in bulk, so I buy a lot of stuff at one time. And I'm saving a lot because I'm also looking at what are the store brands and what are the discounts on the store brands that I can get. I'm not a cheap shopper, but it's like, if I'm going to look at numbers, I might as well utilize these numbers to my benefit. And that's something you should do as part of budgeting. So I know this went long and I hope you enjoy it, but think about what you're doing with your budget. Think about what you're doing with your finances. Where is your money going? And take a moment. It doesn't take a lot. If you're involved in a program, if you have a program like you have a Nike card or Sephora or Victoria's Secret, or it could be, you know, a Target card, or it might be to your local grocery store, just take a moment and go look up the rewards program that you're involved in or that you may not be involved in. See if your store that you're a participant of, you frequent often, has a loyalty program, and see if it makes sense to join it. It may not make sense to join it. You may not utilize it enough, and therefore adding another account that now has more information that you are about you out there may not be necessary. But look into it. Read it and understand how to work with it. How does it operate? What are the rules? What are the things that don't qualify? What are the things that do qualify? And how do you benefit from that? And in doing that, it will start to inform you on how to make better decisions. You may actually stop going to the one that's right down the street to go to one that may be, you know, two blocks away or further away. It might be 20 minutes versus a 5-minute drive. But you'll frequent that one. Why? Because the program is better. You get more from it. Yeah, it's like time and cost, etc. But there's a benefit to it if you plan it. So I encourage you all to do that. I really hope this was informative to you. definitely reach out to me on my website. You can go to minoritygiveback.com. Actually, reach out to me there. And really looking forward to just interacting with you all. If you have any questions, definitely hit me up and ask me the questions. I will definitely address them in an episode, or I might just straight up blog it back to you and send you a comment or whatever. So really excited to be doing this thing. We're getting into deep on just finances and what does it mean to actually understand a lot that's going on around financial literacy. So until next time, have a great day, night, whenever you're listening to this. Have a great time. Definitely take a moment and just enjoy life. Definitely take a moment and enjoy life. Life's too short. So I do hope and wish you all the best. And I will catch up with you on the next one. Have a good one.
I said I'm geek and I'm fired up. All I want tonight is just get higher.
Loyalty. 10-4, no switching sides. Feel something wrong. You acting shifty. You don't vibe with me no more. I need loyalty.